You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Days from Monday, April 8th through Friday, April 12th. We have got Clyde Weston back this week, and he is up to no good. I love James Reed, so I'm excited to see what he's doing. And don't forget, we've got a key actor swap, a recast that you are going to see debut on Friday the 5th, but then we'll see more of him next week. We're going to dig in and talk about all this. But first, please click subscribe if you haven't already. And now let's jump right in. Monday, April 8th, 2024 is season 59, episode 161 of Days of Our Lives. And Steve Johnson makes a confession to Kayla Brady. I feel like this is going to be pawn related. Maybe that stuff that happened in Aria. He's talked to Marlena about it, but I don't think he's talked to Kayla about it yet. Meanwhile, speaking of the pawn, John Black talks to Harris Michaels about when Harris was in Bayview. I wonder if John is thinking of checking himself in, because if you think about it, John and Harris do have very similar backstory and life experiences. They were both brainwashed into being killing machines, and both of them, you know, by Damaras, because the pawn was created initially by Stefano Damara, and then Victor Kitiakis wound up with control of the pawn, and Harris Michaels was programmed by Megan Hathaway Damara. And if you remember, Harris checked himself into Bayview because he worried that all the brainwashing wasn't gone and he might be a danger to other people. So I feel like that's kind of what John wants to discuss, but we'll wait and see. Maggie talks to Julie about recent things that are happening between her and Constantine. And Brady talks to Alex Kitiakis about Teresa Donovan and the relationships that they each have and had with her. Brady seems like he might be a little tempted to get back with his ex, and that's a bad idea. Teresa, meanwhile, runs into Constantine and gives him an update on where things stand with Alex, because remember, the past week, he asked her to move back in. Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, episode 162 of the current season. Trip and Wendy head to the park. They're going to get out, get some exercise. Probably a good thing because she's having PTSD, but she might have some more. I think her struggles are just beginning. Chanel and Johnny head out to Smith Island, to the remote Horton cabin for their honeymoon, and there's going to be chaos. I guarantee it. Paulina gets support from her beloved hubby, Abe, when she goes in for her eye treatment, and then she's going to have to do the isolation thing, which she is not excited about at all. EJ Damara has an argument with Holly Jonas. I'm sure he's not very happy about the things she said to and about her mother. I will say that Holly spoke some uncomfortable truths that Nicole didn't like, but a lot of what she said to me was pure truth. And don't forget about recast Tate Black. We should be seeing Leo Howard in scenes with her starting Friday the 5th and going forward. Kristen Damara argues with EJ about their brother Stefan Damara's arrest, and Clyde Weston reaches out to Ava on Tuesday. He wants her to get something that was hidden at the bistro, and he wants it delivered to him. Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, season 59, episode 163. Everett Lynch needs some help, and he goes to see Dr. Marlena Evans. Hopefully, he will tell her about that weird glimpse of himself that he got, you know, that cringy, evil face that looked almost very Nick Fallon-ish, but we know that's going to be Bobby. I'm enjoying seeing all the smush names people have made for Bobby and Everett. I keep calling him Bob Everett because it just reminds me of Bob Evans, which is sausage in this restaurant in Nashville that I ate at that I liked. Anyway, so I call him Bob Everett, but some other people are calling him Bobette and all kinds of other stuff. It's pretty funny. So Jada wants to know if Stephanie has still got feelings for Bob Everett. And I understand Jada's issues with Bobby, and I understand her suspicions that Everett's lying, but Stephanie is a victim in this. Not quite to the extent Jada is, but she's not the other woman who was doing something bad with a guy she knew was married. Eric talks to Sloan because she doesn't have her rent money. I guess they're going Dutch on that teeny-tiny place, and she can't afford rent because she's too busy paying her blackmailer, Leo Stark. Sarah really wants to help Xander now that they've confirmed for Rafe that that wasn't him on the loading dock. They got to figure out who framed him. him. And Kristen DiMera lays into Holly, and her mom, Nicole, is furious about it. But if you remember, Kristen gave birth to Tate Black because she stole Teresa's embryo. So Kristen feels very maternal towards him. Thursday, April 11th is episode 164 of season 59. And Steve apologizes to his sweetness. He tells Kayla that he's sorry. Ava is very worried about what Clyde wants her to do, and Harris comforts her. Hopefully, she will be completely transparent and tell him everything that's going on so he can help her and they can do something about Clyde. Stephanie wants to know why Everett isn't signing his divorce papers for Bobby and Jada's marriage to end. And Constantine has some bad news he delivers to Maggie Horton. And Holly and Tate have a romantic picnic. Now, I don't know if their parents have relented, because last I saw, Holly was supposed to be grounded and Tate's not supposed to be anywhere near her. So is this a secret picnic? We'll see. We're going to end the week on Friday, April 12th, season 59, episode 165. Paulina has got cabin fever in a very bad way because she has to be isolated because of this iodine treatment for her thyroid cancer. And she is getting very snappy with her husband, Abe. Constantine turns on the charm on Friday, trying to woo Maggie. He needs to get a ring on her finger so he can try to get Victor's money out of her bank. And Xander talks to Chad about the Spectator investigating the frame job on him. Sounds like a good idea. Speaking of cabin fever, we have Johnny and Chanel at the cabin, and the spoilers for Friday say their honeymoon is interrupted. I feel pretty confident that it's probably Clyde. I mean, we know he's been hiding somewhere, and, you know, since Clyde really hates EJ, I mean, he thought he'd murdered him years ago. It'll be pretty diabolical for him to get his hands on Johnny DiMera. Because remember, Stefan tried to get EJ to help him have Clyde killed. And if Clyde ends up with his hands on Johnny, that's all kind of circling back around to bite EJ and his smug behind. I gave this update before, but I'm going to give it again because I think it's important. July 11th, 2024 is when Bill Hayes' last new episode as Doug Williams airs on Days of Our Lives. They shot it in mid-December with the six-month tape-to-air delay. It should air in June, but they postponed the scene so it would air on Susan Hayes' 81st birthday, which I think is super duper sweet because I know we all love her and Bill and their amazing love story, and Doug and Julie's amazing love story. All right, those are all of our weekly spoilers. Come back soon for predictions, two-week spoilers, our weekly promo coverage, everything you need to know about Days of Our Lives. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see next week, and come back soon. I'm here talking Days of Our Lives with you guys 7 days a week, and as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.